Nestled in the corner of Longmont, far from Main Street, sits a small donut shop with a storied history. A longtime landmark donut locale housing its most recent version, J.D.'s Delights, located at 1801 Hover Street, which is serving up more than just sugary halos from heaven. Formerly known as Daylight Donuts, a beloved community staple for decades, was a gathering place for locals to indulge their sweet tooth and engage in small talk, leaving an opening for this new opportunity. As the new owners, the Renault family revitalized a beloved neighborhood shop, bringing their unyielding commitment to the forefront. They've quickly won over regulars and newcomers alike, keeping the shop spirit alive and serving a hungry community with delicious donuts and quality service. Since taking over in June 2022, the Renault family has established themselves as the newest, most favorable flavor of this local institution. With 12 years of bakery experience, Caitlin Renault found the chance to own a donut shop hard to pass up. "I always wanted to open a bakery and I found the donut shop for sale. It was a good opportunity because it gave us the chance to not have to uproot our whole lives." It's all hands are on deck at J.D.'s Delights. Upon visiting, it's immediately clear the family is no stranger to hard work. Behind the scenes, husband and father, Jeremy Renault, is already up far before the rooster crows at midnight. Tirelessly working in the pre-dawn hours, he has learned the art of donut making, from mixing the perfect batter to getting a perfect fry. A former mechanic, his commitment to this craft is evident and proof of the family's fighting spirit. "Being a mechanic is a very physical job and I think doing this is right up there with that," Jeremy Renault said, as he flipped the floating, sizzling donuts in a pond of fryer oil. "There isn't really a good time to take breaks." Jeremy Renault is back of the house and Caitlin Renault is a bridge between the front and back. Below her warm and kind face hangs an apron spattered like a Pollock painting with every ingredient in the kitchen. She is skillful and lively on her feet with a sleeping two-year-old JD strapped to her back at 5 in the morning. She expertly glazes the finished product and spins the donuts in every crumb under the sun. She is all about presentation, decoration and order, a concise conductor carrying the donuts out of the back room on a huge tray. By the time the first customer shuffles in, she is behind the counter ringing up those that want to wake up to fresh donuts. Standing by her side is Abby Fint, a fiercely loyal family friend, a champion of aimless chatter, who seems to have an uncanny ability to remember the names and stories of everyone who steps foot in the shop. Her inviting tone and infectious energy guide those in the establishment into a hub of spirited conversation and laughter as customers pick out the tastiest dozen. "Honestly, I just heard that she opened the donut shop, and I was really proud of her for being that brave," Fint said, as she slides a fresh batch of donuts into the display case. "For you and your husband to quit your job and open a donut shop after you just had a baby is kind of risky." Everything is handmade from scratch, with a large variety of flavors including Girl Scout Thin Mint Cookies, Nerds and a Strawberry Pop-Tart. Old-fashioned donuts aren't forgotten, as well as apple fritters, and cream-filled and jelly-filled standards that everyone loves. Caitlin Renault had aspirations of making it a destination donut shop at first with specialty donuts on Instagram, but now that they are in the thick of it owning the shop, they are perfectly happy making it their own while keeping it the same, maintaining the demand of what regulars want while still making the occasional holiday donut or Super Bowl donut. The shop is bustling on a Saturday, with construction workers in safety vests, sleepy patrons in their pajamas and slippers, families and groggy customers who pay and immediately forget the donuts on the counter. Kids come to play with JD in the back of the shop, making it a place where locals of all ages can connect and enjoy a sense of camaraderie. Debbie Kombelik, a longtime customer, believes the current owners have brought new life to the place. "We're ecstatic to have these people own it. They are just so into it and their donuts are excellent," she said. "I was just telling him these are the best owners we've had." Donald Gussie, a neighborhood regular since the late 70s, reminisces about its history. "Seems like they all use the same recipe because they're always just as good," he said. "Such an assortment now. In the beginning years, there were just a few trays, but now it's a lot of trays and they're stacked high." The shop's location next to a busy gas station has also allowed it to thrive, with many customers stopping by on their way to work or out of town. Some even travel from nearby towns to enjoy the shop's offerings, coming from Boulder, Loveland, and Fort Collins. The shop's focus on its dedication to serving the neighborhood has contributed to its continued success. Regulars appreciate the consistency and quality and the opportunity to socialize with other locals. As Gussie puts it, it's just part of my routine. We come here, chat, and then go on with our day. It's a great way to start. Together, the Renauds have revitalized the space with a renewed sense of community and camaraderie. The family's boundless energy and passion for their business can become an inspiration for others in an area of Longmont that doesn't get as much foot traffic as Main Street. As the shop moves forward, its loyal patrons hope they maintain the standards and excellent service the community has come to expect. Hopefully, for decades to come, they can continue to gather at this neighborhood gem, enjoying delicious donuts happily ever after.